bet you that penguin's the only thing we're going to see.
No.
Do you carve out depths occasionally?
I will, as soon as you pass 100 feet. There you go, passing 100 feet.
100 feet? That was quick.
What, 5x3, about 30 meters?
Yeah. I grew up in Imperial living metric, so either one.
I didn't grow up in Imperial, I just did.
Okay, there we go. Right, so we got. We're pretty much mid-water at the moment. We've got 150 feet above us, and we've got about 150 feet below us. So you're in a Dutch submarine launched from an American ship in Antarctica, driven by a Welsh guy. So this is kind of a unique place in time and history. This is a very a nice dive. There's an awful lot of stuff on the seabed, lots of little brittle stars, lots of bird ranks, lots of just general things. So it's going to be a nice, slow, easy walk around the seabed dive. You're going to enjoy this as well.
I saw what could have been a sea urchin on shore, or is that what you call a brittle star?
You will be bored of sea urchin by the time you everywhere. It's beautiful.
Lovely to pick up.
Yeah.
Oh, these are the 12-volt lights. The other ones are up above.
Meters off the seabed, I'm just slowing it down so we don't do a wily coyote into the mud, and we'll just gently drop down. It's quite strange because you don't actually see the seabed until the very last minute, and then when you're on the seabed, the visibility is all quite good horizontal. So here we go, we'll be coming in. Can't see a colour change.
Oh yes. Oh yeah, I see it.
Ah, yep. Just out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful.
Let's light the drop in. Be really good if we had more light, wouldn't it?
That's the 260 volts.
Oh, we'll try. Machine's 11,000 kilos, so this is why everything's slow.
Flat, and it's just perspective that makes it look sloped?
Yes, you've got two concave and...
There are actually things living there. Quite a variety.
Mm. We are at 307 feet.
Wow, that's awesome.
Specks of things in the water. Full of them. Little star shaped ones.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And a biggie.
Whoa! What the hell is that? It's a rock.
Oh my, yes. Let's not smash into that.
That would be the good sonar return.
Huh. Do you have any forward looking sonar?
What?
You have forward looking sonar?
Yes.
That's what he's been using to guide us in. A rock?
So that's probably fallen off an iceberg or been blown out of a volcano at some point. Let's get a bit closer.
The ability to manipulate anything outside, like with arms of some kind? Grabbers? I don't know.
I can.
You can. You do. Okay.
It's not something I'll do with guests. It's mainly for rescue.
Oh, I see.
We saw that.
Look at the light.
I just didn't remember. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No current in here.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
I'm sure there's always current. always.
There's always, but it's not like open sea.
No, it's not open sea, yeah, it's not.
So we got soft corals, we got corals, we got nudibranchs. Wow. That's brilliant.
It is. Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Help yourself. Try the camera. It might work better.
Rhizoa is there, yeah.